It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Craig Finn.
Thanks for having me.
As I was telling you earlier, it's gotten to the point where I feel like I'm getting to talk to one of my cousins. I should call more often.
Well, I didn't even get lost on the way here, so that's it seems like I've been here a fair amount of times now.
You now know your way to the Glass Bridge.
Yeah.
Where's that confounded bridge? The new album, We All Want the Same Things. Now, this is the... You worked with a lot of the same players and crew, you know, in terms of the recording and everything going around on this record. How did you, A, find that stable of players, and B, what made you want to go back to the well with them?
Well, my last record was called Faith in the Future, and that was produced by Josh Kaufman, and he played a lot on it, and there's a percussionist, Joe Russo. The three of us made the best part of that record, and I had a lot of songs. So that record came out September 2015, and the first sessions for the recording for this record were November 2015. So I just said, I like you guys, let's keep recording. And for this record, we did that, but then we did it over a number of sessions, and the big part of it was actually recorded with those three guys with a lot, and we brought in more and more people. So it was more people in the room. There's piano, there's horns. It was more, you know, I think one of the intents was to make it more musical. But there's, at the same time, with Joe and Josh and myself, the kind of core of it, it almost felt like a band making a second record. You know, there's a shorthand. You know, you can talk and you can communicate well.
Implied.
And you don't hurt anyone's feelings if you say, I don't really like that. So it felt nice. It's a more musical record with more people involved, but at the core of it, it did feel like a band's second record.
Well, but that, as in your position and the duration with the whole SETI, you do understand the democracy of a band and how a band does and doesn't work. And sometimes, hey, look, it's no secret. Sometimes after 4 weeks, it all goes to hell.
Yeah, I mean, a band, you have to spend a lot more time thinking about being fair and, making sure everyone's, we're with the solo thing, even on tour, it's like if someone can't do it, you get someone else, or if someone, and even in recording, there's this thing where, like, does this song need bass guitar? And you don't have to have, like, a, horrible conversation with a member of a band. So this, you're not playing on this song, with the solo thing, there's a lot less of thoughts of that. But that said, a band is and should be better than the sum of its parts, so that brings a lot of great things, too. Hey, it's Craig Finn. I'm going to play a couple songs. The first one is called Jester in June. All these are from my new record, We All Want the Same Things. And this one goes like this. Well, the bartender's friend sold us something I think was probably coriander. Fourth quarter, Hail Mary, wide receiver. Hail Caesar, the guy we've been waiting for. Came up from the catacombs, walked into the bathroom. Put it under the trash can. And I went in after. Do you even remember? Used to call us Junebug and Jester. Used to call us Jester in June. We used to have our own tune. We used to sing it in church. But then it got worse. We put too much faith, gave too much cash to that one creepy kid at the car wash. Said he could make a few calls, but I don't think that he made any calls. Well, we probably should have tried the guy with the Dracula cape. And other than the cape, he was cool. He had that wild kind of sadness, like he knew something important. I wonder if he even remembers. They used to call us Junebug and Jester. They used to call us Jester and June. We were laughing, making jokes, smiling in the smoke. They used to call us Junebug and Jester. We would drink and fall in love, drink and fall in love, fall around the clubs. They used to call us Jester in June. We used to know all the tunes. We used to have our own church. Then it got worse. Well, now, honestly, officer, that's a really good question. I'm just kind of distracted by those jangling handcuffs and the flashlights in our eyes. Too much faith in desperate guys. Too much fun in 8 straight summers. Do you remember Junebug and Jester? Now they're called Justin and Jane. We tried to push through the pain. We tried to work through the hurt. But then it got worse. Well, the cops got our names. It's Justin and Jane. The only people waiting at the car wash in the rain. The clubs have all changed, the buildings fell away. We were hoping that this corner might remember Junebug and Jester. And now we're called Justin and Jane.
Preludes, which was the first track you released from the new album, We All Want the Same Things, the flute took a prominent place. And how did we come up? Because I'm a flute. I'm a sucker for a flute.
I love the flute. You know, Stuart Bogey was the guy who played horns on the last record. And one of the things, you know, we talk about being more musical, I wanted him more involved. I love how he plays. He also, I like him because... I liked him as a person a lot, and he sort of talks like a horn player, so it fulfilled some horn fantasies for me. So I liked having him around, and he came in with a bunch of reed instruments, and he sat down Indian style on the floor and played that flute hook on that song. And I was like, "Wow, this is the first time I've had a flute, and much less it's kind of the defining moment of the song." And it was really cool. Stuart used to play with Antibalas and. Plays with Arcade Fire now, and it's just he added a lot to this all over the record.
Well, there's also a new video for God in Chicago, and that video is something special. And then your approach to that song, where you really went into a spoken word, you know, full on spoken word treatment. Talk about how that came to be.
I brought that. I think that was the last song I brought in. I brought it to Josh and the producer, and I showed it to him. I was kind of trying to make it more of a traditional song. And he said, I think we need to back up a little. I think, what if you just read this to me? And he said, let's do this. And, you know, there's one part where it kind of has a chorus and a like 4 lines that repeat once. But, it, you know, I've always been a talky singer. Mm-hmm. This kind of takes it all the way there. And it's my favorite song on the record. I think it was a story I wrote. I was reading a lot about the opiate crisis in America and, thinking about, you know, when young people die, like how, what the hole that it leaves in the people around them. And it's sort of, the story just kind of unfurled one line at a time. And it was over an evening. And I was like, I got something here. So I'm really proud of that one. And the video was someone, this guy Chris Merck made it. And I think he nailed it. Like, I saw the people he cast, and I said, yes, that's them.
He read your mind.
Yeah, you see what I see. Hey, it's Craig Finn, and this is called Preludes. It's from my new record, We All Want the Same Things. Well, the gangsters throw preludes and sell this one we'd called White Tiger. Worth Park had a body, the holiday guy couldn't make change. And the parking lot scene still existed, but not without problems. I came back to St. Paul, things had progressed and got strange. I got stuck in a snowbank. I was too drunk to drive to Edina. Right there's proof of my faith that God watches us. And the North Stars went south and my friends all went out to Seattle. Stuck around town, hit the bars, then wait for the bus. And the guys in Northeast ride bicycles up to the market. Fish stick to water, but licenses, they get revoked. And the writing on walls and the stalls of the bathroom says Cindy's so easy. But I never met Cindy, besides it might be a joke. Yeah, fish stick to water, the licenses, they get revoked. I got stuck in a snowbank, I was too drunk to drive to Edina. Right there's proof of my faith that God watches us. And the North Stars went south and my friends all went out to Seattle. Stuck around town, hit the bars, then wait for the bus. I was down on the trails by the river. This guy jumped out, he was waving a pistol. I consider my options, decided to do what he said. Went through my jacket and found all my packets and matches. Lit up a cig and put the kryptonite over my head. I was knocked out down in the mud, too heavy to float up to Memphis. Across from the camps, poked me awake with a stick. Made coffee or a campfire out of scrap my attacker. Well, they patched up my wounds, showed me a place to get sick. Well, they patched up my wounds, showed me a place to get sick. We got stuck in a snowbank. God watches us. We got into the preludes. God watches us. God watches us.
You did the living room tour.
Yep.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Know,
really, really amazing. We did about 11 living room shows, and we worked through this company Undertow that kind of puts them on. And I was really, I was nervous before the first one, but I had a blast at all of them. And, there's something a little bit revolutionary about it, inviting 35 strangers into your living room, especially in times like these. And it felt very cool. There's a very cool energy. I talked to one guy. He said, I was so nervous to ring the doorbell. I'm out in this house in the suburbs of Buffalo. And I'm like, is there really a Craig Finn show happening in this house? And, he rang the doorbell and they said, come on in. So, yeah, it was amazing. And then, from that... to picking up this band that I'm with, the Uptown Controllers, and we're about 3.5 weeks into a 5-week tour with Japandroids, which is a big rock thing, certainly not a living room.
And how did that connection with the Japandroids come together with you?
I was a fan, I heard their record, and I loved it, Celebration Rock, the last one, and I went to see them, and their manager was there, and he came up and said, the guys are big Hold Steady fans, they'd like to meet you, and I said, of course, and we ended up hanging out. We hung out, and then we'd see each other when we were in each other's towns, and in 2014, the Hold Steady did a 4-night stand in Toronto, and for the encore each night, We did a cover of a Canadian band for the first song, and we did a Japandroid song, Continuous Thunder, and Brian was there, and he thought it was really cool. So we became pretty friendly, and they thought it would be a good bill, and I think it's been a great bill. The shows have been amazing. All right, this is Craig Finn, and I'm playing a few songs off my new record, We All Want the Same Things. This song is called Tangletown, and it goes like this. Happy hour in those high-heeled boots, splitting checks for some massive groups. Red teeth in the buyback blues, sketchy truth about the vineyard youth. Can't slow down, but her car's in the shop. Can't pay up, but she still wants to rock. She can't listen to the people talk, just stares beyond their shoulders, waits until their mouth stops moving. Knows this guy who likes to fool around. He's got a big house up in Tangletown. He claims he used to have a family. Falls asleep way too easily. She walks around once he passes out. Calls a car and collects what's hers. She takes a bottle when she's walking out. She's working at the cork. She gets back into her building. Sit and drink until the sun comes up. Sleep it off and then it starts again. Goes to work and when she's getting off, tries to hang around some finer things. Tries to hang around some finer things. Keeps his eyes on the sales reports. Keeps in shape with the racket sports. Tennis shorts on the tennis courts. Lost his shirt in a bad divorce. Lawyers came and they scraped him away. Kept the house, but he still lost his way. Goes to work, but they take half his pay. At least a car that makes it look okay. Broker said that he should sell the wine. They got this guy that can arrange a buy. There's this girl that sometimes comes to him. She seems to really like the finer things. So once a week or so he takes her out. She picks the place that's always new and loud. He can barely even hear her talk. Just stares beyond her shoulder. Waits until her mouth stops moving. Sit and drink and then he falls asleep. He wakes up and he's alone again. Goes to work and when he's getting off, tries to hang around some finer things. Tries to hang around some finer things. Up and he's alone again. Goes to work and when he's getting off, tries to hang around some finer things. Sit and drink until the sun comes up. Sleep it off and then it starts again. Goes to work and when she's getting off, tries to hang around some finer things. Tries to hang around some finer things. Tries to hang around some finer things.
Tonight at the Fonda, you get to see Craig Finn and the Japandroids, and then Monday night at the Observatory.
That's correct.
And then you head up to the Bay Area, right?
Yep, yep.
Well, you know, look, really always look forward to the music from you.
Thank you.
And, you know, these visits, It is like having your cousin that you don't get to see as often as you'd like. So thanks for making the effort to come out, and you know your way here. You don't really have to ring the doorbell now, Craig.
You just walk in.
You just walk in and say, hey, I got some songs. Can I go on the air?
Sure. Sure, we'll take you up on that. Thanks, Guy.
Well, you've got it. And on the air he is. It's Craig Finn. Make sure you catch him tonight at the Fonda. It's 88.5 KCSN.